Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy O'Dell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Niemann scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Raymore now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Raymore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-1 in the game. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano pinch hits for Ray Moore. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. McEnany moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. McEnany moves to third. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. John Romano now catching. Shermlaller now playing first base. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty pinch hits for Turk Lown. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken McBride now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball towards center. Landis catches it and throws to first to double up Carrasquel. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 2 in the game. Odell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McEnany strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to second. Albie Pearson pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Albie Pearson now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Ken McBride. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jim McEnany. Jerry Walker now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for John Romano. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.